Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
In today's gospel, taken from Mark chapter 4, our Lord begins to preach about the kingdom of God. And he begins his preaching with the parable of the sower. He opens the parable by saying, "Listen or hear this," which is Mark 4, verse 3. And then he closes the parable by saying, "Whoever has ears ought to hear," Mark 4, verse 9. When Jesus says in verse 3, "Hear this," or "listen," the Greek word that St. Mark uses there is akouete. It means to listen or to hear. It's where we get the word acoustics from. But it also means to understand and even obey. In the Latin, the word obey is ob audire, which means, again, to listen or hear. So to hear Jesus or to listen to him really means more than just hearing his words. It means actually absorbing them. It means taking them deeply into our heart, everything that he says, and to let his words sink in so that they can change our mind and our heart and our entire life. There's an old Latin proverb. It says this, "Quidquid recipitur ad modum recipientis recipitur." What does that mean? Translation: whatever is received according to the manner of the receiver. Another way of saying it is that we receive things not as they are, but as we are. The same message can be preached to 100 people, but the message will be received according to the disposition of the receiver. There's an intellectual disposition, so some people are more gifted with intelligence than the rest of us. We can also say that there's a cultural disposition as well. So language or some ways of saying things or some references won't be understood by people from different cultures. There's also a psychological disposition. You know, some people are psychologically or emotionally troubled, and so they receive things in a certain way. But most importantly, there is a moral disposition, which is about my openness to the truth, my openness to being humble, my openness to God transforming my mind and my heart. And remember, we know that God looks at the heart more than he does at the intelligence. That's why he chose fishermen for apostles and not the scribes and the Pharisees. So as far as our openness or receptivity to the gospel, our Lord, in this parable of the sower, said that there are six different possibilities, or six different types of soil, as he calls us. There are three types of soil that are good, and there are three which aren't. In other reflections, we've spoken about the different types of receptivity or non-receptivity that God's word encounters according to this parable. To that, we just want to add that for the best recipe for dealing with those who aren't receptive to God or to spiritual transformation, I think we can sum it up in three words. The best recipe for them: prayer, penance, and patience. Prayer, penance, and patience. We need to pray for others, make sacrifices for them, and also be patient with them, with the patience that God has for them, and for us, for that matter, the patience that he has for us. When St. Luke recounts this same parable in his gospel, the parable of the sower, he has our Lord say at the end that the good soil are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bringing forth fruit, and they bring forth fruit with patience, Jesus says in Luke 8, verse 15. And St. Teresa would add to that, patience gains all things. So today we just want to add a Marian application to this parable of the sower. Our Lord says in the parable that the seed is the word of God. He says in Mark 4, verse 14, for those of us who are devoted to Our Lady, the seed can also be seen as being something like the miraculous metal. Just as Christ preached the gospel to everyone indiscriminately, so too we are called to distribute the miraculous metal to anyone and to everyone without making distinctions. The miraculous metal is for devout Catholics. It's for lukewarm Catholics and fallen away Catholics. It's even for Protestants, for non-Christians, for atheists, agnostics, even Satanists or witches, for that matter. The miraculous metal really is for everyone, sinners and saints alike. So in that it differs, for example, from Holy Communion. Holy Communion is only for Catholics who are living in a state of grace, so who aren't in mortal sin and who are in true communion with the Church. The miraculous medal, again, on the other hand, it's for everyone. Our Lady wants us to distribute it to everybody and then to water that seed that we've planted with the miraculous medal. To water it how? With prayer, with patience, with penance. And somehow, somewhere, sometime, it will bear fruit. Even if you give a miraculous medal to someone and they walk away and unbeknownst to you, they just throw it on the ground, well, don't worry so much about that because someone else will come by and pick it up. Someone else will pick it up. And that somebody could actually be the person that Our Lady intended to have the medal in the first place. When our words may be futile and fall on deaf ears, the miraculous medal will speak for us because Our Lady speaks through her medal and she gives graces through it. If someone is willing to accept her medal, that's a sign that there is spiritual hope for them. Typically, when I give someone the miraculous medal, if I don't know that person, I'll just say to them, well, I'd like you to have this, or I'd like to give you, or I say, Our Lady would like you to have this medal. This is her medal. She says that whoever wears it will receive great graces. And that's pretty much all that I say. That's enough. It's as simple as that. You don't have to have a long discourse. Just add to the medal, the giving of the medal, Our Lady's recipe for success. Prayer, penance, and patience. And make sure that we, too, wear Our Lady's medal every day and that we recite the prayer on it every day. O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Praying for others, penances, and little sacrifices for others, and also patience with others will go a long way in opening up ears and minds and hearts to God and turning bad soil into good and fruitful soil. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.